You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Makwe Masilela, CIO of Makwe Fund Managers, is standing by to talk us through the latest market moves or how the markets performed on this Monday. A happy to you, Makwe. It would seem it's a happy Monday on the markets front, all round, I guess, with a positive close. What do we owe this to?
Evening to you, Dudu, and to the listeners. Yes, the market decided to be courageous and ignore all those global growth fears. And I think it's all because of this positive sentiment that we got from, we got the comments coming out of the U.S. president that sparked speculation due to that there may be a reversal of some of the tariffs imposed on China by the Trump administration. But markets have to be worried because the IMF today at the opening of the World Economic Forum said there's a potential, you know, a co-influence of disasters that the global economy is facing. We mean Russian-Ukraine issues, which are also affecting our inflation, and only when the economy was starting to recover from COVID-19, high interest rates, you know, adding to pressure for two countries, companies, households with a big pile of debt, market turbulences, the ongoing supply chain constraints, and all that also posed a risk, and not forgetting climate change itself. So, yes, we hope that the market will continue to be courageous for the rest of the week.
Absolutely. What about on the commodities front? How are we faring?
You know, commodities at the back of what is happening with the U.S. dollar, we've seen that the minute we get the U.S. dollar starting to weaken, then because commodities are mostly priced in dollars, then it makes it cheaper for holders of other currencies to start buying. We've seen earlier, I mean, before the close of the market, gold was nicely up, it jumped at the back of that. And oil prices at some point, you know, the gains were just so high because of U.S. fuel demand, tight supply, and slightly weaker dollar supporting the market. But it ended the session, our local session, almost out. And I think it was more of a profit-taking. So commodities continue to be volatile, just like what is happening with the stocks themselves.
Sure. Let's take a look at company news. In a few moments, we'll be speaking to Rui Morais, CFO of Dis-Chem, releasing quite positive results, including Netcare and Barloworld. But Alex Forbes and Tsoho Gaming have also released their results. How did they fare?
I think we're starting with Alex itself. You know, Alex Schwab, the group is expected to deliver pleasing growth for the current year, and that's meaning from continuing operations with profits from operations before non-trading and capital items expected to increase by anything between 5% and 10%, and the expected increase reflected the revenue growth across their key business segments, and that itself supported by sustained new business wins. And we know that whatever monthly contribution premiums are paid gets to be invested into the market, so a strong market performance also helped, coupled with continued expense management. But the weak economy, coupled with the impact of retrenchment that we've seen last year, unfortunately continued to influence the retirement business.
Mm-hmm. I just want to expand on your point, right? So what does this mean, especially when you take a look at the positive results coming out from various companies? Does this signal a change in the wind? Would you say we're moving in the right direction for the economy?
At some point we were, before we had this thing with Russia and Ukraine, because economies were kind of nicely recovering from COVID-19, and as we've seen, most companies coming from a low base with very good results. But this issue with Russia and Ukraine is also now putting more of a damper to the economic outlook going forward. Hence, people are starting to think about recession. And remember, all these results update their backward looking. So going forward, we don't expect to see companies making this kind of results. And anyway, given what will be happening with the tension between China, Taiwan, you know, the U.S., stuff like that, and now we've got what you call it, a monkeypox. So this just the situation is just not looking too bright for now, but I think we'll continue to be hopeful.
Sure. Add to that, our fragile power system. Take us further afield in terms of the U.S. How are they looking?
The U.S., I think just like what is happening with the general market, things are not just too okay. And we're just, I mean, markets are just managing to bounce back. And I think we're capitalizing, you know, of that. Listen, markets have been more of a yo-yo for a long time. So now people are starting to see, listen, can we start buying the dips, but we cautiously buy into the whole thing. I think one need to note that you have to go all the way back to 1981, when stocks, bonds, inflation-protected bonds, and industrial metals were all falling simultaneously. And because people are too worried that here you are, you've got central banks, you're trying to make up and try to tame or fight inflation, then they might end up increasing interest rates rapidly. And we know at the end that will be negative for the main economy. Financial markets probably can handle that, but the real economy is not going to be able to handle the rapid increase when it comes to interest rates.
A big thank you to our market watcher, Makwe Masilela, CIO at Makwe Fund Managers. Thank you.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.